Welcome to our new show, Web.dev. We've got lots of cool things in store. We've got lots of great episodes planned. We all have some level of web experience from we just started yesterday to we've been working on web for about a month. Hopefully we have more experience than that. I think we do. So we have a lot of great episodes we're going to show you. I'm Adam Tulliper, and we're going to have a new show every week on Web.dev covering a whole bunch of cool topics. So let's just talk about real quick who some of us are and what we do and what we're going to do. And hopefully this video turns out Brady Bunch style, so we'll see. So we'll see how this works out in the end of it. Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is David Voiles. I'm a technical evangelist in Philadelphia. And some of the topics that I will be covering over the session will be the current state of C++ with modern web developers, as well as how to create and debug hybrid web applications. So you can take a website, turn it into a hybrid application that will work on iOS, Android, Windows. And finally, I'll also discuss gaming technologies like WebGL and how to use your Xbox and PlayStation gamepads to interact with the browser.
Cool. C++ in the web sounds so fancy.
It's better than assembly in the web, so.
That's true. That's true. Just out of curiosity, have you seen that book? It shows a cover. It shows a...
Yes. It's in the O'Reilly book covers.
Yes, yes. Which one was there? Was what, assembly?
Assembly for web development.
Assembly for web development. It was a spoof cover that was quite funny.
Yeah.
Awesome. Doris, James.
Anybody? Go ahead,
yeah, go for it.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm Doris Chen. I'm a developer evangelist from Microsoft. I'm based in Silicon Valley, California. And I have been working on the web space for over 10 years. Yes, a web developer for many years. I always feel one of the challenges that being a web developer is make sure your web content is interoperable across all browsers. So I'd really like to share with you some of my experience, some best practice tips that you will be able to use to make sure your web content is interoperable so that your website is not just working the old browsers, but as well as migrating into the modern browsers. And then you could think about what would be the best way to design your web content so that it will be working with the past, but then also working with the future browsers.
Remember when there was like two browsers that you had to develop for and only two specific versions
IE
of browsers?
IE6 maybe?
Yeah, I even remember IE4.
And not to mention about all the mobile web browsers, you know, it's a challenge. What we see now, it's very inconsistent across different mobile web browsers. And we should be able to talk about that.
So many different versions. Ugh.
Right.
James?
Yeah, so I'm out of Boston. I'm a technical evangelist there. And I've been working with the web since, I don't know, when I started in high school. I think CSS was just coming out. And I think I remember them saying I was designing my web at my website, and it was in tables. And I started to use CSS. And everybody had it laid out in tables. And they're like, no, you can't use CSS. We don't know what we're doing with that.
Were you hosting on Angel Fire?
No, I was hosting on a server in my basement.
You definitely had the obligatory under construction GIF and flaming red text.
Oh, yes.
And the marquee going across the screen. So I'll be talking about TypeScript.
Web ring as well.
Yeah. So I'll be doing a little bit talking about TypeScript and ASP.NET Core. Also, really love doing real-time web stuff, so I'll be talking a little bit about WebSockets and some of the different libraries that we have out there.
Very cool. You know, Dave, you brought back some memories while you guys were talking about the early days of CSS and everything. I started web development earlier than I can probably want to talk about. I first got on with tech. So I'm Adam Tulliper, technical evangelist as well for Microsoft. And I started on web in about 96 or so, 97. And it's funny when you talk about kind of web development, you know, seeing it, because I remember going on to the net and when you could search, when you basically go on with text only, and then when the first browsers came out, it's like, this is amazing. And, you know, one or two images on the page. And every now and then I go back into the Wayback Engine on the net, where you can search for the old websites, and I'll bring up one of my old websites that some of them are indexed, and I'm like, oh my goodness, look, what was I doing at that point in time? So I love web, I love gaming, I love security, especially security on the web, and so we're going to talk about some great subjects here. for me, I like to talk about, we're going to do build pipelines, like for example, using Broccoli. We're going to look at doing some of the cool tools, possibly a little bit of Angular and Ember, ASP.NET Core. Geez, I remember when ASP.NET, when ASP came out way back in the day, and I thought this was the most amazing thing of all time. So we've got some great subjects lined up. Hopefully the show is going to be kind of fun, whimsical, and some cool subjects. So I want to thank you all, and we're going to have some great content coming out. So tune back to the show again in the future, and we'll see you all later. Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
See you soon.